just days after Tuesday's Wisconsin primary, where residents had to choose between sheltering in place or exercising their right to vote, Democratic Senators Amy Klobuchar and Chris Coons convened the secretaries of state from both parties to discuss the issue of voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here is Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I think we all know after we saw what happened in Wisconsin for various reasons, but to see those voters lining up, risking their own lives just to exercise their right to vote, brought home to everyone, first of all, why a number of these elections have been postponed for the primaries, but secondly, how we have to prepare so that people don't lose their right to vote in November.
The $2 trillion stimulus bill Congress passed last month includes $400 million for states to prepare for the 2020 elections amid the coronavirus pandemic. But several state secretaries agree the amount is not enough to prepare for this year's elections. Democratic Senators Amy Klobuchar and Ron Wyden introduced legislation in the Senate last month that proposes election reforms to protect voting rights during the pandemic. The Natural Disaster and Emergency Ballot Act would expand early in-person voting and no-excuse absentee vote by mail. It would also reimburse states for additional costs of elections. Here is Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, a supporter of the bill.
We've already seen a number of elections, including here in Delaware, delayed by weeks or months. We saw what just happened in Wisconsin this week. And so I'll just say at the outset, if this pandemic so far has taught us anything, it's that a competent response requires early planning and action. And it's clear our 2020 elections are at risk.
But Democrats and Republicans have different views when it comes to voting by mail and the possibility of voter fraud. Here is West Virginia's Republican Secretary of State, Mack Warner.
Vote by mail just opens up opportunities for fraud. When somebody says a paper ballot can't be hacked, we're checking. The only verification or the main verification is a signature. And how easy is it to impersonate somebody's signature? So I just have real concerns about it.
Voter fraud is far too often simply a pretext to voter suppression measures.
A Democrat, Alex Padilla, is California's Secretary of State.
The loudest critic of vote by mail has been Trump, while he himself is a vote by mail voter. I know this is a nonpartisan call, I'm just being factual. If it's good enough for Trump, it's good enough for every voter in America to be able to vote by mail easily. And I'll remind us all of his quote-unquote voter fraud commission, which he shut down because they found no evidence of massive voter fraud by mail or otherwise.
President Trump attacked mail-in voting at a White House briefing this week, saying that voting by mail was horrible and corrupt. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.